Apologize for what I'm about.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to Monday Night 87 Racing. I've got the guys in chat. A little bit different lineup tonight. I do have the man behind the caution song, Mr. Kova. I got Mr. Gominator, Tom Gom, and we've got Justin in with us. As you can see, my surroundings have changed here a little bit. So we got a new desk. Kind of new setup. I'm still working on a few things, but we got the car seat, got the full rig set up here. Actually a lot of fun. So trying to tweak it still. Hopefully we're going to add a few more lights, make this a little bit better, but I'm going to bring the fellas in and we're going to get this thing started. We're live, boys. Oh.
No, Kova, I will not take my pants off.
Dude, Tom, I thought you were going to be in my race.
I did too. Apparently not. I'm the split below it.
Burris is the 19. Hey,
I'm the 22.
I'm the 15. Clapper's in here. I'm definitely top split. DeGroot. There's a lot of guys that aren't in here. Oh, don't worry, Aiden. We're not done yet. I got a few other things to add. I'm not even sure that this is where this is going to sit. So, I got some things I'm going to add here. This is up temporary because I got a whole heap of crap behind me. It'll be better. Trust me. I got Klein in here.
Hello, my children.
What's going on, Eric?
Oh, same old crap.
Did you come to watch the shit show ensue?
I mean, I'm sitting at my computer debating what I'm fixing to do here.
Actually, here's what I can do.
Yeah, Diesel, not tonight. It sounds like Kova might be split underneath me, maybe. I checked that, Rock. Thank you very much, man.
If you want your screen within a screen.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. We can get Gomination going. We'll do that really quick for everybody.
Who are we getting at Daytona? It's going to be a gomster fire.
It's going to be a gomster fire, he says.
They got Justin in here, it looks like.
Uh-huh. And Damien.
And you, Tom.
You sound so disappointed.
Yeah, I was.
Like, could you at least be a little bit happier to see me?
Jesus.
Well, you keep telling me that you're apologizing for what you're about to do, and I'm worried.
Oh, yeah. I already did it. It's
he
done.
Already did it.
He does it in every one of my streams these days. He busts out with the, no, I will not take my pants off. All right, so we got Tom in the upper corner.
I need another Mountain Dew.
There's not enough Mountain Dew in the world.
Hey, Mountain Dew, fruit juice, vodka. Mwah! I also have Apple Pie Moonshine, but I don't think that's not gonna help my case here.
Yeah, Yoda, I know it's gonna take some time to sort out. So far, I'm really happy with it. I made some adjustments after the NIS I did Sunday. Obviously, the desk is flipped around completely. Yeah, the shock package is definitely different in this car.
No, 100%.
Because I can't go out nearly as fast during my out. I used to be able to carve it right around at like 135.
Does anybody run the Monte Carlo?
Don't worry, Aiden. I am not. I'm running the Pontiac, man. Pontiac for life. Can't get an Oldsmobile, so I gotta drive a Pontiac.
I'm in the Monte Carlo.
Alright, hey, check your shock or your setup. And just tell me what your shocks are.
When you get a minute.
Yeah, not when you're qualifying, obviously.
Sam's the one car. Sam, did you get the guy that was in practice with all of us flapping along like crazy?
Which numbers are you asking for? You want me to share my screen?
No, just read the shock packages.
So, like, your compression and your rebound.
Mine says CC. Okay. For the left front, EB for the right front, BC for the left rear, and CC for the right rear.
Okay. And your track bar is 9.5 and 10.5?
Track bar.
In the rear?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And then your springs are 19, 4,000, 415, 600?
Yes.
Okay. They are literally the same, except the ride heights might be different. Are you bottoming out?
Are you talking to me?
Or? Yeah.
No. Well, I haven't.
Sam, I did hear you make a snarky comment, but your audio was a touch choppy, so I don't know if your mic was too close to the sound or not. Yeah, they're running 44s now, whereas before... we weren't running this fast. They definitely made a change.
I just sent you a text message, JJ, in case you're not running. Real quick.
I just finished with my qualifying lap, so let me...
What times were you getting before?
We were running high 44s, and now we're running low 44s.
Yeah, I just qualified second.
I put it in eighth.
I put it on the trailer.
Eric, I do not. I can get you one later, though.
Okay.
I just got bumped down to third. But yeah, that was a fast lap.
I ran a 44.3. Pole sitter ran a 44.075.
See, I ran 44.107. My current pole sitter is at 44.093.
Ooh, he cheating.
I almost feel like I need to move the steering wheel up just a little bit for this race. I don't think we're all going to die, but I'm just going to try and stay out of trouble for 50 laps. That's the whole goal.
Ain't a lot of us going to live either.
Gain some IR here. That's the goal.
Yeah.
To answer your question, yes, Tom, I am bottoming out a little bit.
Okay, so the right hatch are different.
Yeah, mine feels like it's slamming.
Yeah.
Like... by myself through 3 and 4, it sounded louder than it's ever sounded. So,
yeah, no, it's definitely different.
Yeah. There's something about the setup that's weird. Oh yeah, that's pretty common there, Blue. Like, unfortunately, Daytona Talladega comes around and it's. Nothing but new people, so.
Oh, I could drive these cars.
What's oh, you know, I ran these during week 13, and, you know, it does.
This is easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. I wouldn't say that by any means.
No, that's just because you're not that good.
Diesel, it's
you
not...
you don't have a 1500 road rating. You don't belong here.
Diesel, the biggest thing I can tell you... funny, Damien. The biggest thing I can tell you is pay attention to what your tires are telling you, because they do get hot. You know, it's... as long as you don't try to force it in this car, you're going to be all right. It's when you start trying to force it, you start running into problems. And then you turn into the Gominator.
Giggity.
Tom, are you prepared for Gomination?
I don't acknowledge that term.
How well do these
I have a question for you then. Do you have the testicular fortitude?
To run the high side? Every day, all day.
Sorry, but if you're up on somebody's
I'm surprised I could fit my balls in this car. Oh, hi YouTube. How are you?
Ah, dang it.
You might want to get that checked out by your urologist.
No, are you sure you're not a tanuki?
You don't want to go. Thanks, Damien.
What'd you just call me?
A tanuki.
What is that, Kova? I feel like we need some explanation here.
It's part of Japanese folklore.
Okay.
They're basically like raccoons. You're gonna have but to one of their features is that they have testicles that are so huge they have to sling them over their backs.
Oh my god.
So we need a gap between
me and
the I wasn't ready.
Okay, that's
I wasn't
funny.
Ready for that to come out of Kova's mouth. That was awesome.
That's the funniest shirt I've ever heard Kova say.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, can you tell us about that later?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know all of the particulars. It would be better for you to just look it up.
No, because it doesn't sound like something I want Googled. So, like,
it's a Japanese yokai.
So
that's what you need to know.
So Diesel is in my chat telling me that he's shocked that he knows that you know what that is, but he said they're not raccoons. They're dogs that look like raccoons.
I know. I didn't say they were raccoons. They were like raccoons.
Yes. This is just, I'm going to have to look this up. Like this.
Like, how do you spell that?
Can I put that on a car? I'm gonna put that on a paint job.
Yeah, I'm in.
I can't focus now.
I think that's gonna go on the back of a car.
That
maybe
that
on the high
a whole,
on the high side of the car.
That's a whole new
meaning
to the term trash panda. Like,
oh yeah. Hey Tom, who's in that blue and yellow car to your right front that I can see?
Dale.
Who?
Oh, Jim Gorleski?
Oh, nope, not who I thought it was.
Yeah, I hear they call these real cars.
There's Mr. J.D. Edwards.
J.D.'s in your split?
J.D. Edwards.
Yeah, I know. Usually he's up higher.
He's one car.
Okay, he just missed out then.
I didn't catch what the strength of field was either.
Mine's 3.1.
Probably not that high.
We're 2.2.
Okay. Whoop, there's Justin.
Alright.
And we're...
Yeah, there's definitely something different. This shock package feels way looser in the draft.
Come on, guys, figure it out.
Okay, I gotta get comfortable here. Who's gonna be the first to hit the wall? Thanks, Diesel.
Maybe a chance of where it's not a easy hit.
Dude, I'm running like fucking 50% throttle because I'm... Burris is up there fighting for the... Oh, no, that's not Burris. Who's up there fighting for the lead? They're like three wide almost. Hey, Tom, just an FYI, a little bit of brake drag on entry. Wow. It settles it really nice. Not a lot, just a little bit.
I just lift it early.
Oh, Corn, I got him on. Don't you worry, bud. Just for you, buddy. Watching this is anxiety. More...
You know, if you focus more on your racing and less on your stream, maybe you would be above 3,000.
Hey,
oh,
shut up, Tom.
Jesus. Damn, Tom coming in with
fucking
full broadside.
Savagery.
Golly.
Oh, the pot car's in here.
Oh, you got David?
Meow.
Ah, you poor bastard.
Bastard. You poor bad word.
Yeah. Get this thing down to that bottom line. Let's get a drive off. I'll shit my pants if this race goes full length green.
Me too.
Get wrong.
Shh, this is top split, buddy.
You heard what I said.
And I got clapper up my ass right now.
Mm-hmm. You got the clap in your ass. What? Good God.
Corn, that's a you problem, bud.
I don't know where Damien went.
Behind me.
Alright. Forty-five's on the wall. Got it together.
We already got one person that dropped.
Is it just me, or does it feel less likely to hit the wall attitude?
It feels a lot less likely.
It's you.
Okay.
I'm also hitting about 216 on entry in draft.
Yeah, I'm about that speed, maybe a little bit quicker.
Which I don't remember it being that fast before.
I'm 206 by myself.
Yeah, so they've changed some gearing too.
What was it before?
Like maybe 205?
208 if you were really humping it good along the wall.
He said pumping.
Yeah, he did.
Ooh, somebody just dusted the wall.
New leader.
I'm just
Kovalenko.
Ooh, Kova to the point.
Lap led. There's another.
Come on, baby.
It really likes that line. Oh, yeah, one on the wall. Reckon. Big junk.
Once you can get it to the line, she likes to stay there for once.
Oh, boy. Coming around that corner.
Man, our chat is eerily quiet.
Yeah,
Come on, baby. Tell you what, this fucking car is dancing in my hands right now. Holy shit.
Debating on tires or fuel.
How many laps are you in? Six?
Ten.
Fuel only is what I would do. Save your tires until you gotta use them. I don't put tires on until I'm 15 in minimum.
My brakes are not.
Braking?
No.
Ooh, that was a hard hit to the wall from the leader. I could definitely tell you that man got at least a 2X out of that. Holy shit, he hit hard.
'97, '98.
Were you driving the hell out of it, or were you kind of just cruising?
I was kind of just cruising, really. I mean, I wasn't taking it super easy.
Right.
But what I'm noticing is that the right front on the inside of the tire is cooler than everything else.
So they definitely changed it.
Yeah.
Because that was not the case before.
Yeah, middle's the hottest. Mr. Chase the pace card. Yes, you thought we all was wrong.
Oh, god damn. Boy, this Xfinity car does not handle very nice.
On a road course?
Yeah, I'm doing the roll on with the
because she's B-class. Live, because she's live axle.
Huh?
It's a live axle, so it's a solid axle rear end. Whereas the next gen has, you know, IFS all the way around, or IS, I guess I'd say, independent suspension all the way around. It handles vastly different.
Yeah.
That's why if you
I was just trying to do a test run. With the regular iRacing setup, well, I couldn't even get the damn next gen around the track.
What's she doing?
Oh, no, I mean, it's just if I get on the gas a little too hard, she likes to spin around.
So if you play with your compression and your rebound on the shocks, that'll solve that. Usually try softening it so it'll load the tire more. Try softening your compression up by two clicks.
Okay.
Good God, I'm gonna run this guy in the 12 over if he's not fucking careful. See, this feels how it used to feel back in January.
Man, you should have felt these things when they didn't have the downforce numbers right.
Oh, I heard it was all over the damn place.
She was loose.
Oh, there he goes. Oh my God, the back half of the field got junked.
Actually, this setup that I got from SSR is not bad the way it is right now.
Yeah, Diesel, it's kind of nice, actually. I'm okay with that.
Echo. Yeah, I see you behind me.
It's scared yet.
Yeah, I think.
Where? Wasn't me.
Oh, what the shit?
What happened? His car in four now.
What the fuck?
My car's toast.
I don't even know what happened right there.
I'm gonna go kill myself. I was looking at my fuel line. Oh,
for fuck's
sake.
Oh! Aaron just drilled that guy while he was looking at his damn fuel stuff.
I mean, I expect that in new car life, but not officially.
Yeah, I'm gonna do fuel, tires. So after 16 laps of hard running, my right front was 95.
Anybody got the Monday Night Football score?
We went from fourth to second. Diesel, that's the point, man. To go fast, you basically don't have an ass on one of these cars. Well, dear, I'm 18 laps in. Give it another 45 at least.
He's with the boys. This is our
the
time.
The boys.
You have to share.
Oh, Diesel, we ain't at Dega. We at Daytona.
Yeah. Try telling my wife that, Tom Com.
Okay. I ain't afraid of her.
Okay.
Don't do it, Toby. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
We're going to start.
You're doing it.
Saving fuel. It's not going to be that late, dear.
Yes,
I'll just go to bed. We'll be there soon.
Wait, we?
I mean, I won't be under your bed by the time you go to sleep.
That's creepy. See you in 4 hours? Actually, it probably takes longer than that for me to get from here to where you're at.
Oh, yeah. Way longer.
I can get to Chicago. Chicago's about
12
four
hours
for me. Yeah, I was going to say probably longer.
Quicker to go through Canada.
I mean, Diesel, it's a California King. I'm no short man, so I need the room.
He's really 5'2".
Yeah, I wish.
He's 66 centimeters. He read it wrong. He thought it was 6'6". It's 66 inches.
Nah, you're funny.
30 seconds required.
So 5'6".
Option.
What in the hell is this 20 car doing?
Oh, Diesel, if I did that, then Robin would want like 5 more dogs because, you know, we could fit them all in the bed, and that's not happening.
Talking about an Alaskan King?
Yeah.
I've got one.
You do?
Hell yeah.
What's it actually measure out to?
9x9.
Jesus Christ.
That's enough room for activities.
And no, people to sleep. Yes, Diesel, I am 6'6". They don't make race cars for people my height.
Oh, God.
Why the fuck? Can somebody explain this to me?
What?
Why are we all on the outside line with the 7 car?
Who's the 7 car?
Keegan Fleckenson.
I know, but is he a lap down?
He's in 21st. And I'm inside.
Yeah,
and he's lined up behind the leader.
My dad's your height. My mom's 6 foot.
Well, yeah. Guess I'm going to race B open.
I think we all.
Oh, would you wind up getting a black flag or no?
No.
Good God, the 17's trying for the front right off the start. Fuck that. God damn. New tires, she don't like to turn in at first. Oh, great. I've got a weapon behind me in this race.
Sam, I'm over here.
Samuel Morris. Love you too, dear. I'll see you in a few. God damn. I got stuck on the high side. That's not fun. Note to self, high side does not really work that great.
Yeah, trying hard enough.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me. Now my headset's gonna beep. Well, that's perfect timing.
Check up down here,
altitude. New leader. TG.
There we go.
That's a really bad time for my headset to decide to shut off.
Yeah, mine just decided to start beeping, so, like, that's neat. Start saving some fuel. Oh, God. Damien wrecked.
Oh, they're wrecking big time.
I got wrecked too. Like, destroyed.
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Welcome to Daytona Week, everybody.
Yep.
Baby, it was song. You made me want to roll my crash to whore town.
And the 20 car sat behind the, like, just in front of the pace car, so I could only get, like, 20 seconds of damage done. Because he wouldn't go.
See, I don't need fuel. I might take tires if we get a caution with, like, 12 to go.
And I think Damien wrecked because of me.
Thank you. Hey, Diesel, you should shoot me a message on Discord when you get time. Ten car didn't go, and the rest of us all broke loose. Shit.
Oh, that car is broke.
Is the one smoking?
It's Damien's, yeah.
Yes, sir.
This 20 car, I swear, is gonna go for a ride.
There was like five or how am I missing this? It must all be on all teams. Somebody's saying we got beef, and I don't even know what the hell it's about. Nobody's talking in here.
Only the top 9 are out on track.
So, Turnip, I would save that replay of him doing the bullshit during the caution.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah.
Who was it?
It was Matthew Burrows.
Doesn't mean nothing to me. Why are these guys down low?
Did you want a name? Would that help better? Please don't, for the love of God.
Diesel, a lot of people, unfortunately.
Go for it. He asked for it.
Oh, it's deafened. He can't hear us.
What is this ding dong doing? Ugh. I like this guy's MRN paint scheme.
Anybody want to give this 20 car a warning? Tell him that, hey, he keeps pulling shit. He's going to go for a ride.
Is he doing more stuff up there?
Oh, he's pulling all sorts of stupid shit.
Aiden, I don't know about tonight, bud.
I'll look at it all.
Oh God, Diesel, that sounds horrible. I think I'm gonna be fine hanging back here because I believe that that M&M's car is going to be a problem.
Hey, there's Damien.
He knows what the hell he's looking at, because I'm seeing a hornet's nest up there right now. What in the fuck? Oh, I love it when I see a default iRacing scheme. Like the red, white, and blue iRacing scheme.
Like Fred Lee?
Or
Fred Jones, rather?
Rob Pedersen? Oh, shit, he turned the fucking leader! I seen that coming. I knew that shit. What's up, Keith? I seen that shit about to go down. I can't believe I got lucky with that. But that is the same guy that we had problems with the last time we were here. Keith, it's working actually really good. I'm really happy. My body feels less tired during a race, which is good. So like I said, I'm pretty happy with how everything is.
Well, it wasn't just one person you had problems with last time, right?
No, but this is who started the week. No, Corn, it really hasn't. Like, we went 15th or 16, 17 last before we went under caution, and now it's just kind of been a caution fest. And part of it is that M&M's car, Corn.
Ah! New leader. TG.
Yeah, Keith, I would definitely agree. I feel like I'm more on top of the wheel now, too, so. I actually sat in this for Korn's NIS race last night and really liked it. Well, Corn, maybe if you stuck around a little more, we wouldn't be under caution. I don't even need to save fuel at this point.
I just realized I don't have any of my setups anymore.
Oh, God. You literally wiped everything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, balls.
Well, yeah, I was going to go run the Draft Masters after this, and then I'm like, I don't have that set up anymore.
You need the Coke setup that we got?
No, the firecracker.
Well, yeah, I still got that. I can send it over to you.
Oh, okay.
So when we get done with this, remind me and I'll send it to you. Actually, it might even be in the setup channel.
I looked for it a while ago when we did our 87 at Daytona in your league, and I could not find it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send it to you.
You got fresh tires there, Aaron? No, sir. I think I have to be on best behavior after that shit.
What do you mean you can't hear me, Corn? Oh, he can't. Okay.
Is he at work?
Yeah, he's got the PC muted.
Okay.
I don't even think the six pitted to fix his damage. And I can see he's got right rear. You know, I kind of wish that I could make it to where my driver didn't have gloves when he's in the 87.
Gloves like bare hands?
Yeah, like Harry Gant.
Or Dale. Because even Harry wore gloves towards the end.
When they got into the new gen car, but when they were in this car, he did not wear gloves.
No, a lot of guys didn't.
Okay, if you get a run, I just put your hat on the outside. I'm not trying to get in this mess yet. Smart man. All
right, Diesel. Yeah, I see it. What in the hell is the 6 doing?
So, come to find out that iRacing doesn't count when you win in a rookie series towards your different number of cars.
Really?
Yep.
Jesus, this dude just went for it. So I don't know what they changed, but I can definitely tell you this car with the tires cold, it doesn't want to turn at first. Oh, Jesus, he is all over the damn track.
Right, and now I'm not having issues with the wall out of 2 or 4.
I've seen a couple of guys have issues, but I think most of that's from overdriving the piss out of it.
Okay.
Once the tires start to get warm, though, it starts to hook.
Oh, he's in the wall.
Well, fortunately, he didn't get into anybody.
Good God, the one car is right up my ass. Good Lord.
Tom, if we don't get a caution within the next couple of laps, I'm just going to pull off on the back stretch to let you all by.
I'm backing out of this a little bit. I see this going real fucking bad.
Who's Harry?
Well, Korn, we think something changed with the setup because it definitely handles better. Even through a long run, it doesn't get nearly out of shape. Sixteen in the wall.
Okay.
Damn it. Damn it.
Come on, baby. Oh, shit. Keep it up there. Keep it up there. Keep it up there. God. God damn it. You've got to be shitting me. Come on, Jesus effing Christ, Seven.
How's it going there, Jason?
Man. I have no idea how bad I'm hurt.
I'm probably hurt worse. You're actually pulling away from me right now.
Ooh.
I don't have to watch attempts.
Can you hear this guy, Tom?
I don't understand him at all. Thank you, JD.
I can't wait to go back and look at that damn replay. Oh, that guy's out. I don't have a meatball. Give me a windshield tear off. We're going to see if we can figure it out. Come on, I need to get to the 13.
I could use a caution right now.
As I would like that too.
Yes.
Oh fuck, we got engine damage.
Burns, your arm's getting tired?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have to hold my steering wheel sideways. And I got all that force feedback. Consistently.
Alright, I will be right back.
Toby, you got an itch?
That is the most bosh freaking pit stop I've ever made in my life, and I'm somehow the leader now.
No, not. I'm in a lucky dog position, so I'll take the caution at that point.
Check up into 3. These are also short laps here in the series, right?
Ugh. Yeah, Diesel, I thought I was going to clear him. I'm just going to pray for another caution right away and hope I can get some more stuff fixed.
I was hoping for that caution, though.
12 got murdered in it, too.
He's toast, too.
20?
No, I don't know who that was. My, race lines, I haven't fixed it to show car numbers. He was sitting at, like, P4. Maybe for two people that definitely jumped their car in that, though.
God, 174 is all this thing can muster. I'm not really sure what happened, Diesel, but yeah, we're gonna go look at it after this, because I went underneath him, and then the next thing I know, it was like he came back down. I don't know if the tires were just too hot or what, but it was, it wasn't good.
That was the guy that was doing all the playground crap at the caution.
We're 800 RPM now.
Well, that restart killed
me. Oh, Corn, I don't know a lot of the guys in here tonight. Like, I know a couple.
Come on, 25.
There we go. Pass
Joe.
Who,
me? No, 25.
We're gonna see how long I can stay in this, which probably isn't that long. The 7 didn't even have a bumper. How the hell is he still in it? Oh, I'm hoping for another wreck. They're 3 wide up there, so it could very well happen. Oh, they're wrecking.
I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch! The guy let off the damn brakes and then rolled back up. He might not have, but I totally see you didn't hold your brakes and I almost killed you.
I had this race 1. That sucks.
Dude, I've got a junked ass car. How do you think I feel?
Now, I got wiped up from the lead. I'm pretty mad.
Well, none of us finished with an intact car.
No.
I'm going to try and get this fixed the rest of the way and see if we can't get back in this somewhat.
Yeah, I got
hey,
two
Damien,
laps.
Hey, Damien, what's my nose look like? How Damien's bad is my damage?
Damien's not in here.
Unless he's talking.
If you want to check up about 4 seconds, I can tell you.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, Kova. We got 2 laps left.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to maintain lead lap.
Yep.
I think Tom might be able to hold off as well.
Oh, yeah, he's about 4 seconds behind me.
Okay. I can't really see you on my relative, so I'm trying to figure out. I'm looking at the track. Oh yeah, you should be able to be. maybe.
All right, let's get some more of this knocked out. I'm very interested to see what happens out of the replay.
I'm hoping these leaders wreck out.
Yeah. I was hoping they wrecked like 5 laps ago.
I was hoping my hood would start to get straight, but... Right now it's looking like we got a big giant shovel on the front of this car.
I don't know how I came back and gained I rating after that.
I'm gaining 11 right now in 13th position, but I don't think I can hold it.
Let's see if this thing will still roll with what they adjusted.
Yeah, Diesel. I think I took a little bit of a thing from Korn's short the other day. It doesn't look like it's moving down at all. RPM's coming back, so that's good. Let's see what happens here in just a second.
Well, I finished in 7th, positive I rating, but I've got an 8X.
Well, yeah,
I got a
4X right now. I need like another caution like right away on the restart for me to be able to gain anything. Seven, just so you know, I got my foot on the floor. This thing's kind of damaged up front, so it might take us a second to get around. Now that's funny. Fucking Burris.
No, that's fair. Okay. Not the band, but...
Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my garage door down. Cruise. Down a back road, blown brick lines through the middle of every little one time because of you. And there's a little red Pontiac with a ship kit. You'd run a hell of a lot better if I just stayed away from Daytona.
I think there's going to be another wreck. Yeah, there's going to be another fucking wreck.
So, for those of you... We're watching the upper right-hand corner, or upper left-hand corner.
How in the hell? I'm gaining 3 with a 4x.
That's
Dude, it's a gain. Oh shit. Oh shit. Nice save there, 7.
Man. Negative 0.61 on my safety rating.
Yeah, it looked like you had a shovel up there.
I don't even know if I hit that guy. Like, the first time.
Gain an 11 now. Yes! Where's the crash? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. There's guys dead everywhere up here.
Did you save your replay?
Hey, buddy.
Not yet.
You just save it and send it to me.
Or if you have you clipped the last part in there, send it to me.
Which part do you need clipped?
After the race, the 7 car moves up, and I have to avoid them and hit the fucking wall, and I get a 2x. So
no green white checker rock.
I'd like to protest them for intentional wrecking.
Number 7. We're going to go with a lap.
Who's that for the start finish line?
Damien. I also apologize for you following me into people. My brake pedal did not work. It only went to 50%.
I locked them up. But they were all jibber jabbering, and that was the one was calling out for the tail.
Yeah, and then that next restart killed me.
It really killed me. I lost 7 laps.
What lap?
Like just after?
Turn 2. I have to. He goes from the low line up to the high line, so I end up having to smoke the wall to miss him.
All right.
Oh yeah, it's after the race yet.
And hoo-ha, Draftmasters is also at Daytona with the 87.
Oh, I am gaining 19 right now.
Speaking of which, AJ, would you like to send me that setup?
I have 1 lap under pace to finish, and then I will gladly send it to you.
You see that? Like, he follows the low line the whole time, but then as soon as I start coming up behind him.
Hey, Turnip, since you're probably in the UI, can you tell me what my I rating is currently for Oval?
Still racing?
Yeah.
Nice and fizz. 2788.
So where do you need?
We're up over 2800.
Right about here.
Are you?
Yep. With this, I'm going to get 19.
Okay. That'll put you at 2807.
I don't know if I'll get anything out of it, but worth a shot.
I have a feeling that the number 6 car caused that one, just based on what I'm seeing in the chat.
Because, like, why did he move up right there?
Make you ask question.
It gave me a 2x after the race because of it.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty beat up here. I had right at 5 minutes optional after that.
I got your live, laugh, toaster bath in there for you, too, Tom.
That
thank
one
you.
That wasn't that bad. It was the second one that got me.
Kind of safe for you.
Right next to each other.
Thank you.
I'm so tempted to buy a Ryko setup for this BU Open.
Oh, really? I wasn't even paying attention to the mirror.
You win 11.
What happened to you, Tom?
No, you'll see.
All right. Get out of this thing.
Good win, Christopher.
All right. Oh man, my car was fucked. No wonder she was going slow. Ain't got no front bumper. Ain't got no taillights. Holy shit.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Dude, this thing's fucked. Like, no wonder we had 7 minutes of optional. Okay, I want to go back. We're gonna close Race Labs out because I want to get rid of that off my screen. And then
that's what happened.
I want to go
look.
Tom,
you gained safety and I rating, so.
Where
no, how much?
You gained. Where'd your name go?
Yeah, Diesel.
On I rating and 0.04 on safety.
Okay, I'll take that.
So it's got to be the next. Yep, it's right here.
It puts us exactly 20 apart with what I've lost.
But yeah, this one right here gets me because, like,
I don't know how it didn't bring out a caution.
Okay, let's.
Here's the best part, right? So, like, what makes him think that this is gonna stick?
I mean, I see the 19.
Oh yeah, JD, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Tom's really quick in the upper left.
Hang on. Let me back that up a little bit.
He just cuts up in front of you? There's no way that's going to stick coming off a 2. What a ding dong. Was he in an AJ Foyt car?
Yes, he was.
What's his name?
Bink.
Jared Bowerman?
Yeah, he's the guy that created that paint scheme. Jesus. Okay. We're going to watch and see what happens here. So the 13 gets turned by the... Or the 2 gets turned by the 13. The 8 goes in the wall. I go way the hell down here.
Tom, you should look at...
Oh my God!
Yep, that's that race.
I want to go in the cockpit here because I'm very...
You said pit.
Okay, so we're back straight. He just... What the fuck? Now I want to watch his tag. So he turns it back left. The wall straightens him out. He gets it back straight.
Every time he's trying to get on, it looks like he's breaking loose.
But the RPM, the tack never moved after that. It stayed steady.
It does.
I don't know what tack you're watching. I'm watching the same damn one. And what I'm talking about is right
there. He's shifted. On the throttle, it's going up, down, up.
Yeah, but wait, right here. He's steady. It's barely moving. Like, I want to know what the hell he was doing. Like, good Lord. And then if we go, we'll just far chase it. And
of course, it's hard to see because of the wheel being on.
Yeah.
But I bet you it looked like he downshifted and then.
Man, I had them wheels locked up. The 25 just taps me in the ass. And then somebody else, I thought, piled it in. Yeah, the 8. Or the 9. Like. Because once I knew I was at the bottom at the yellow, I'm like, okay, I'll let off. I'll get it out of the track. And then, shit if I know.
He thought he had it missed.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, well. And then I want to go look and see the last lap before the caution. Oh! Oh, Damien, wait until you see this. Oh, this wasn't who I thought it was, but the one gets the wall. They made it sound... Oh, the one almost went flipping. Oh, yeah, he said there was a guy that veered hard left under caution on that last one. We'll go here.
Oh, the one does flip.
Oh, yeah. We'll go rear chase. Oh, he didn't spin. He went down below and did the bus stop, but yeah, that car is fucked. No wonder I couldn't get to speed. Oh well, it is what it is at this point. There's not much I can do. You know, we'll take the lumps, we'll move on. There was I-rating gain there, so yeah, I'm happy. I'm up over 2,700 at this point, or up over 2,800. So see what we can do the rest of the week. But, anyway, you know, same schedule as usual. We're going to do Wednesday night NIS, Friday night NIS. I might stream a couple more of these cause I want to get my I-rating up a little bit harder here. So, thanks everybody for coming along. Not the way we want to start the week, but you know what? I'm happy with the 12th, so we'll move on and we'll move to Wednesday. So.